Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the things that a Christian has to look forward to when he goes to be with the Lord. Boy, that is a great way to end this week's broadcast. Foundation for the Bible. Verse 12, he says, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ. Now, the apostle, by the direction of the Holy Ghost of God, says, I haven't attained yet. We don't arrive in this life. We're not the center of all wisdom and understanding. So, he follows after that by which he was apprehended by the love of Jesus Christ, his person, his holiness. That's what he means. I want to know him. I want to know his person. He wants that Christ-likeness. Paul says, I haven't apprehended, I haven't got that. What, the way he apprehended, I haven't got that point. And verse 13, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now, you think about that. The Apostle Paul said he had not apprehended. In Romans 7, verses 15 through 25, he says, the good I would not do, I end up doing it, and the bad that I wouldn't do, I end up doing it. Okay. So, he doesn't do the good he wants to do, and he does do the bad he doesn't want to do. In verses 15 through 25, talks about that. You see, why should we forget the failures and sins? Because that's what he says there. He says in verse 13, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So he's forgetting all those things. Why? The failures, the sins, the world prosperity, the things that the world said was good, the path. Because good or bad, it's all under the blood and it's all in the past. Since he is saved, he's had failures though, but 1 John 1:7 says that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So even that blood that's still there at the mercy seat of heaven still cleanses us even after we're saved, when we have to come to him and confess our sin. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, he just keeps pressing. Keep pressing to the things before. What are those things before? Well, remember the Bible speaks of crowns. I don't exactly know what he means by that besides ruling and reigning, but it's very special in God's sight and in eternity. There are crowns for witnessing to the lost, for building up believers in the Word of God, for fighting the good fight of faith, not quitting in the midst of that. For enduring trials and afflictions, you just keep on serving God in the midst of all of that. And running the race in holiness, as 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 calls it, an incorruptible crown. A crown that was obtained because he did it in holiness. And so, don't let anything take you from it. He that is in you is greater than he that is in this world. So don't let anything take you from the service of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, many false prophets are coming to the world. We said that in verse 1. Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. God says, if you're going to trust in men rather than in his word, he says, you're cursed to him that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm. and whose heart departeth from the Lord. You see, people want to be liked by the world, so they're witnessing their church, their worship, their lives, or something that fits in with the world, makes them feel good. But God says, you've made flesh your arm to try to do the work of God. Your heart's departed from the Lord in that He is holy, and so you've departed from the way of holiness. You're cursed. That's what He says. You see, when you depart from doing God's will, God's way, and in God's time, you quench the work of the Holy Ghost. It's the very Spirit of God through the pen of Paul that called it slander to try to accomplish the work of God, to do that which is carnal, to accomplish something good. And he said their damnation is just. So many of these preachers are deceived by the God of this world, and they don't know it. I mean, they're sincere, but they just don't know it. They're also well-liked, resulting in people defending the preacher's wrong instead of standing for what is right, hoping that that preacher will come back to the way of right. That is why blended music is a sin in the church. That is, what is it blended with? It's blended with the sound of the world. It's blended with what pleases the flesh. If our draw is to the flesh, that is what we will promote spiritually in their life. Do we think that it is holy and acceptable unto God to promote the physical in the life of these people? Don't be so foolish. Don't be taken in by that falseness. So again, we see the strategy determined by God in text. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, you've overcome. That tells us there was a struggle. Satan tries to get you in the flesh to do the work of God in the flesh, that he might corrupt the work of God. And so, he says, yet, you've got the Spirit of God in you. Now, rely on Him, rely on the Word of God, and let the Spirit of God work through the Word of God and convince you, not some marketer making millions off of the churches. And this coincides with verses 3 through 5 of the next chapter, 1 John chapter 5, where he says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. You see, they're only grievous to people that want to walk in the flesh. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, that is, our trust to obey God's word and walk according to His doctrine and teaching. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And by the way, that's how we're saved, is it not? Is that not how we're saved? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The way to be saved is in the word of God. It's not in your feeling. It's not in the world allurement. It's in the word of God that lives and abides forever. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel, that is the good news of salvation, is preached unto you. The strategy for the Christian life is to go by the book, and you will overcome the devil. Walk in the Holy Spirit according to His word, because when you do, understand, you've got an adversary, the devil. He's seeking whom he may devour. And yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves. 2 Timothy 3, 12 and 13 tells us, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Him. We're saved by the gospel of this word. Now let's live by the word. And let's allow it to be the good news in all facets of life that directs us. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? You see, there are Christians, and I had the people of the world tell me this from time to time. They'll say, what's all this stuff about rock and roll, the dancing, the half-naked people in the church building? Why is that a good thing now? And, of course, I tell them it's not a good thing, but God gives a free will to everybody, and they decide to do right or wrong. The devil's there to deceive, and they've got to decide whether they're going to listen to the Word of God or they're going to listen to those people. Too many end up listening to those people, and they're deceived. And my friend, I'm asking you, do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? You see, he would have all men to be saved come to the knowledge of the truth. At this point, at which I'm recording right now, I am 69 years old. The Bible speaks of 70, so if mine is 70 exactly, I don't have much longer to go. If by reason of grace I make it 80 and even do as my dad did, he made it to 98 years of age, just died this year. But regardless, I'm on the back nine, as they say. But any suffering for this present time is minute, even if they should torture and kill me, it's minute compared in its greatness to the greatness of the glory that we have in Christ Jesus for all eternity. Now, a lot of guys that are perhaps maybe listening today, you've received a trophy, some for golf, some for maybe hunting, some for maybe some kind of a sport, football, baseball, basketball, whatever. In my lifetime, I've received one trophy. Now, I tell my wife I've got two trophies, and she's the best trophy I ever had. But that's another thing. You know what I'm talking about, though, as far as trophies, those little things they give you at a banquet or something like that, and you put it up in your room in a special place or in a display case. Well, one year, I won in our church softball the RBI trophy. Boy, that meant a lot to me because that meant runs batted in. That meant I come through in the pinch, and I led the team in RBIs, and I got the RBI trophy. I was so proud of that thing. That thing was in our living room, usually sitting right up there because people watch TV, so it'd be up there near where the TV was so they'd see it. Eventually, it made it back to our bedroom. Then, eventually, it was in a shelf or somewhere in a closet. One day, I saw it in a box in the attic. Now, I think it's probably in a landfill somewhere. Okay, that RBI trophy that looked so shiny and looked so good when I got it, by the time I got it, the guy holding the baseball bat, you know, he was chipped up and scarred, and the wood was falling apart and rotting and swelling and everything else that was on it, the laminate's what it was. And you could hardly even read RBI champion or something like that on it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.